In the last segment, we talked about my dog, Molly, my little puppy, and her situation. We also talked about another dog, Tushy the Cavoodle, a little dog from Australia who was born without a rectum. And on our phone line right now, I don't believe it, we are actually talking to Tushy the dog born without an anus. Hello, Tushy.
Hey, good day, mate. Oh, it's a morning there anyways. Thank you for having me on.
Boy, Phil Lynn would have a field day with you. And this is actually a little bit of a familiar-sounding voice.
What the hell does that mean? Familiar-sounding voice? I'm sorry, do all of these dogs sound the same to you? Crikey. You know what that is? That's Barkus, you muppet. You might need to take another round of DEI training to fix that yapper on you. I'm sorry, boys. I apologize for my outburst. I've been a little pent up since, well, birth on the account of the whole lack of anus thing.
Yeah, no. We get it. We understand. We're talking to Tushy...
That's
the
second time you've called me that. Before we go any further, I want to clarify one thing. The newspapers keep calling me Tushy. Ha, ha, ha. I'm the butt of everybody's jokes, but I want to set the record straight. That's not my name, and I think it's disrespectful. My full name on my full-form birth certificate is Amos.
Anus?
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha. We got another funny guy here. No, Amos. Amos the dog. Real cheeky, you bloke. Real cheeky. Now, let me tell you something. Despite my lack of being born without one, this world is not short for any a-holes, as far as I can tell. You're a fine example of that. Sorry, man. Sorry again, mates. Had a lot of built up emotionally in addition to other things, so I apologize for my second outburst of this interview.
No, it's okay. We're just trying to keep up with this thick Australian accent, too. So
it's got Australian words.
Nah.
With the accent.
So we're visiting with Amos, the dog born without an anus. Can you talk a little bit about that situation and what it's like to not having the anus?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. For the pros of not having one of those, can't get blamed for any farts. My odors will cut a loud one. I'm looking around here like, hey, mate, don't look at me. I'm incapable. I'm absolved of any blame. Okay?
Right.
That's pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
On the downsides, I will say, I'm having a hard time meeting the ladies. I've been chasing tail. They would just walk by me. It's like I was invisible or something. Hard to do a booty call when you can't get any digits from any bitches out there.
Man, I guess I didn't realize that not having an anus would make it tough, but yeah, that does sound a little tough.
I know,
for you.
Right? It's 2025. Why do dogs still communicate by smelling each other's butts? I mean, tell you what, mate. I wish that dogs could just walk up to somebody and not have to sniff each other's butts to get to know each other. I've been listening to the station during my recovery. I'm on the other side of the fence from McLaren. I'll tell you what, you guys heard of that fight last week? Hilarious! Practically sold myself just laughing. Just kidding. Now, do what you want, Dan. Hey, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, we've been enjoying that, too. We've been wearing that out.
He's loving it.
So you mentioned your recovery. Did you have surgery to add an anus? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I did. I knew something had to be done. Life's a real pain in my ass, if you know what I mean. I had a fupa of waste building up. I'm trying to just get in shape for the upcoming summer here, get that bitch bod going. Not going to lie, though, a little scared headed into surgery, but I booked a quick flight to Brazil. Saw they got experts in this field with the whole BBL thing going on. They reassured me that they can fix my little problem I had. But, mate, what a relief. Literally, okay? It's like the heavens have opened up. Oh, hold on. Check this out. I want to show you guys something. Hold on.
Oh, no. Oh.
How awesome is that? What a
funny
noise. I've been holding on to that since surgery. I've been doing this since surgery. I've been sending videos to all my friends. I'm like Davey recording my farts over here. It's so fun. I get the appeal. I'm cracking myself up here.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah, well, we're happy for you, but we don't need to hear that. It sounds like things are going well since the surgery.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though. Since the surgery, oh, my God, this thing itches like crazy. Or is it always supposed to be this itchy? Crikey, and I nearly set the land speed record for a dog dragging ass across the carpet. If I would have known this earlier, the friction alone would have gave me a rug burn that would have torn me a new one. I could have avoided surgery. But all truth be told, I'm feeling great since the surgery. My S don't stank. Well, actually, that was a fact up and killed up until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty great if you ask me that. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you're able to get that taken care of, and I guess sounds like you got a Brazilian butt lift as well.
Yeah, I did. Oh, by the way, before we let things go, hey, Monto.
Yeah.
Heard you got a little lady problem there with the little problem, huh? Bring her here down under. I'll help solve that problem if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
You
got stuck in the trunk?
No, that dog's very near and dear to me.
I'm just playing, but seriously, I'll talk to you, producer Danimo, off the air, get a digits, Lane's little play date, little Amos in you. Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to go ahead and let you go, Amos. You're just getting too, you're too crass. You're too much.
Sniffs up, boys. Do what you want then.
All right, sniffs up to you, too. You clearly are a P1. Go take a bite out of crime, Amos. We love you.
Take a bite out of crime.
All right. Sniffs up to the great Amos, the dog with no anus. There he is. Our friend. It happened.